It's time to check in on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline with media critic and pop culture editor at onmilwaukee.com. Matt Miller is here with us, and there's a reason we played that song, Matt.
Oh.
It's bye-bye-bye time.
Yes, unfortunately, I am moving on to new exciting opportunities, and that means new times, and unfortunately, this will be our last song. And the worst part is there's not even that many good movies to talk about on this thing. I'm ending on a total damp squib here.
All right, so what is there to see right now?
So there's the new The Crow remake, which was a bad idea. It's been a bad idea forever. That is a cult movie about a guy who gets killed, he gets murdered, and he comes back from the dead to seek vengeance on all of them. And it was a big cult movie back in the 90s, A, because it was coming out during the super grunge era, and it was coming out, you know, you had the backstory with Brandon Lee tragically dying on the set of the movie. So you had all sorts of backstory. It's so specific to that experience. And for some odd reason, they were like, well, we should remake that very 90s-specific, moment-specific movie. And go figure, no one wants to see it. And go figure, it's not very good, you know? There's not a lot of emotion behind it. If you're going to check anything out this weekend, I would check out Blink Twice, which is the new thriller from Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, that looks really intriguing. And she's directing it,
yeah.
Right? But she doesn't act in it.
No, she co-wrote it and directed it, and it's about a bunch of women who get to go to this private island owned by Channing Tatum's kind of tech bro billionaire, and things go bad on the island. Things go really bad in interesting ways. It's kind of revenge thriller situation if you like stuff like Get Out or if you like stuff like Ready or Not. I think Blink Twice is a really good kind of entry in that kind of subgenre, and this is her first film, and it's really impressive. So I'd be interested to see what she does next.
Well, plus she found her love on that set because she and Channing Tatum are now an item.
Yeah, and I think it's actually really good use of Channing Tatum because, you know, he is so charming on screen and so kind of guileless on screen. You see him and he's like a little puppy dog. And they kind of weaponized that really well in Blink Twice. So I would check that out. As far as a late summer movie goes, this is kind of, you know, Hollywood dumping grounds. This is one of the better kind of Hollywood abandons.
How's that Blake Lively movie doing? Is it kind of slowed down now?
It's made over $100 million.
What?
It's one of the highest grossing. I know. It was very successful, made $50 million in its opening weekend. This is what happens when you make movies aimed at women audiences. They want to see movies. They want to see stories that resonate with them. And Hollywood, for some odd reason, is like, oh, that's interesting. Let's never do that. So it's nice to see that, you know, this is being successful. And hopefully this means more of these kind of movies getting greenlit. Better versions would be even better because I think It Ends With Us is pretty good. But I think there's even better stories to be told in kind of that genre.
All right. So is there anything else that we really want to see right now?
So next week is kind of another kind of empty zone. Like I said, we're in that kind of weird schools going back. So Hollywood's not releasing many big movies. But 2 weeks from now, you get the new Beetlejuice movie that I think is going to be a huge hit this fall. I think everyone's very excited about that. You have all the original cast basically coming back. You've got newcomers like Jenna Ortega. And you've got Tim Burton not doing the crummy CG from Alice in Wonderland that he kind of fell in love with. It looks like he's going back to kind of the old school 90s visual trick. So I'm actually quite excited for the Beetlejuice.
Well, you know what I find really interesting is in the original Beetlejuice, Michael Keaton as that character was only in the movie for 17 minutes. And apparently he agreed to do this sequel only if his time is limited in this one as well.
And I think that's really smart. It's a little bit like the Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight thing where you forget how much he's not in that movie. And that's because every time he's on screen, you are excited. You don't have the Captain Jack Sparrow syndrome. Of, you know, after a while, the movies came about that character, and it was like, you know, it was having candy for dinner, you know, it was too much of a good thing, and what seemed special and kind of fun off to the sidelines became, oh, okay, this is too much. So I think it was really smart of them to not lean too hard on, like, we're bringing Beetlejuice back and he's the main character. Who wants that? You have to normalize the main character.
Well, Michael Keaton has had quite a year or so with bringing back characters from 30 years ago.
It's so funny that he kind of came back into Hollywood's good graces with Birdman, a whole movie about, oh, bringing back old characters and comic book movies and how that's, you know, the death of Hollywood. And now his whole entire career is bringing back old characters in comic book movies, essentially. But you know what? He's definitely earned it. And when he does take a swing on something like a Spotlight, he's very good. He's still a really great actor. And I'm hoping, you know, Beetlejuice becomes a hit. Hopefully that kind of opens things up for him to do more interesting projects, for Tim Burton to do more interesting projects. I would love to see him kind of go back into that Sleepy Hollow range that he was in. I think that's a really fun movie. So hopefully, like I said, this is a big success and a kind of big surprise hit to start the fall season.
I've always thought of Michael Keaton as sort of a quirky version of Tom Hanks.
Yes, he's a little bit like the crazy uncle to Tom Hanks's America's Dad. You know, that's always kind of been their shtick.
The brother that you don't talk about.
I would watch the heck out of a Tom Hanks, Michael Keaton road trip comedy. That sounds like a movie we need to write and pitch. Maybe that's why I'm going into Sunday morning retirement.
That's what Matt is going to be working on. Matt, I got to tell you, I have so enjoyed our time here together. I don't know what I'm going to do now that I won't know what's going on the Great British Baking Show.
Oh, well, you can always send me a text message. I am always willing to. And if there is something big in media going on that you want to know more about, if it's Oscar season or end of the year season and you need to know what's going on, I am always available. I'm always willing to talk about movies for 5 or 10 minutes,
and even
on a Sunday after morning.
and Matt, if you ever just have an urge, you've got to get it off your chest. You know where to find us.
Sounds like a plan. I will be pestering the talk and text line all the time.
Oh, listen to that. Oh, there. Oh. Thank you, Isaac. Yes, it is hard to say goodbye, but it's always great to have Matt Miller from OnMilwaukee.com here. Thank you, Matt.
No, thanks for having me. It's been real, Libby.
Take care now.